This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's get into scriptures tonight. Let's start from Psalm 34, verse 19 to 20. Psalm 34, verse 19 to 20. I will need all of your attention as I share what I'm about to share tonight before we pray. Psalm 34, verse 19 to 20 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken." He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. That is how meticulous your heavenly Father is. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Now, child of God, if anyone ever tells you that by you accepting Christ Jesus, automatically that means that your life will be trouble-free, newsflash, they lied to you. Hallelujah. They've lied to you, and also they've condemned you to a life of wishful thoughts. They've condemned you to a life of wishful thoughts. Brother Job speaking to us in Job chapter 14 verse 1. The man says, "Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble." Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. I've often said this to you, that life will always happen. People will happen. You yourself will happen. So as a result of this, our journey here on the earth will always be filled with all kinds of ups and downs. But one thing is guaranteed, victory for the believer is guaranteed. Amen. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Now, do you know that peace is not necessarily the absence of war? Peace is not necessarily the absence of war. Peace is the presence of God in the midst of battles. Peace is the presence of God in the midst of war. Jesus speaking to us, he said to us in the book of Matthew, in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer." Why? "Because I have overcome the world." In me you will have peace. That is, peace is only found in Christ Jesus. Outside God, there is no peace. And Jesus makes it clear to us, when we are on this earth, there will be tribulations, but we should be of good cheer. Why? He has already overcome the world. I pray for you today. May you enjoy the victory that Jesus has given to you in the name of Jesus. I say, receive that victory and enjoy it in the name of Jesus. So the Bible tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God Almighty delivers him from them all. I pray for you again. Any affliction you may have encountered, I prophesy you are delivered from them all in the name of Jesus. So my title tonight is, "The Lord Delivered Me." Thunder, the Lord delivered me. Thunder, the Lord delivered me. Thunder, the Lord delivered me. So many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Almighty God himself delivers them from them all. That is, there are things happening to you right now, and you're wondering, where is God in all of these things? I came to announce to you that the Almighty God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. I say he delivers you from them all in the name of Jesus. Your life is not over, because God is still in charge. He is still on the throne. And because he's still on the throne, this is just the beginning of great things that will happen for you in the name of Jesus. The hand of God is upon you for good in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? There's some of you who have faced quite some troubles in recent times. In the last couple of months, you faced all kinds of challenges, health challenges, you faced business challenges, financial challenges, career challenges, marital challenges, trouble in business, trouble at work, trouble everywhere. You faced all kinds of trouble over your children's life. But the good news is that the Almighty God has guaranteed to deliver you from them all in the name of Jesus. You love God sincerely with all your heart, and yet you are still facing all of these troubles. The Spirit of God said, "I should tell you tonight that this is the day the Lord has made for you. In this day, you will rejoice in the name of Jesus." As the new month enters, you are entering into freedom, entering into victory, entering into ease in the name of Jesus. I say you're entering into ease in the name of Jesus. The Lord delivers you from them all and gives you ease by his grace in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. So how will God bring this deliverance? How will God bring this deliverance? I believe, friends, that, and I'm well convinced that deliverance comes through the power of prayer. Deliverance comes through the power of prayer. Deliverance comes through the power of prayer. I believe strong in my spirit that when you pray, you give God permission to interfere. When you pray, you give God permission to interrupt. When you pray, you give God permission to intervene in your situation. Every time you pray, you give God access to come into the midst of your problem, to come into the midst of your trouble. When you do not pray, you hinder the intervention of the Almighty God. In the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, God said, "Behold, I will do a new thing." He said, "Behold, I will do a new thing." How many are ready for new things in this season? I declare over you tonight, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the new thing God will do in the name of Jesus. In verse 4, in verse 22 of the same Isaiah 43, God said, "But you have not called upon me. You have not called upon me, even though I have all these new things I want to do for you. I have all these new things I have done for you." But through your prayerlessness, he said, you have not yet received the new things that I want to do or the new things that I have done. He said, you have not yet called upon me. Verse 19, he said, I will do a new thing. Verse 22, he comes and says, I have done this thing, but I'm waiting for you to call to receive what I have done. I pray for you tonight. After now, I decree and I declare, you will move the unmovable in the name of Jesus. I declare, after now, you will go above and beyond in the name of Jesus. After now, you will go beyond limitations in the name of Jesus. After now, you will cross barriers. You will cross lines in the name of Jesus. Give me two powerful amen. Two. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that. He said, you have not yet called. And Jeremiah 33 verse 3 now tells us, call unto me, I will answer thee. Call unto me, I will answer thee. I will not just answer you, I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Child of God, you and I have to call. Then Psalm 50 verse 15, he now said, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify my name. I declare tonight, be delivered from every trouble in the name of Jesus. I say, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Hear this, friends. God is a spirit. The devil is also a spirit. You also, you are a spirit. But the good news about you is you have a body and you have a soul. So when God made this planet Earth, he made it for you. Legally speaking, God has no jurisdiction here on the planet Earth. So if God is going to do anything, he needs human permission. I've taught you that several times. He needs human permission. There are things some of you have struggled with all your life that you ought not to struggle with them up until now. But I declare over you tonight, after now, there shall be a shift in the name of Jesus. I say, receive a shift in the name of Jesus. What was impossible for you yesterday, I declare tonight, it shall become possible in the name of Jesus. It will be possible for you going forward in the name of Jesus. What has been said, that will not happen to you. I decree and I declare, after tonight, it will begin to happen to you in the name of Jesus. It will not just happen, it will happen for you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. He said, call upon me, I will answer, I will show you great and mighty things. Some of you right now, your answer is for God to open your eyes to see great and mighty things. Hallelujah. And I've come to realize that there are two kinds of prayers people make. Number one, prayer of fear. Number two, prayer of faith. The prayer of fear is controlled by confusion, assumption, delusion, and deception. The prayer of fear is controlled by confusion, assumption, delusion, deception. Whilst the prayer of faith is controlled by revelation of God's word, confidence in God and his character, and confidence in the will of God and relationship with God. The prayer of fear that people make often is born out of confusion, is born out of assumption, is born out of delusion and deception. When a believer is confused, they pray out of fear. When a believer walks in assumption, the believer prays out of fear. When a believer is delusion, now they pray out of fear. When a believer walks in all kinds of deception, they pray out of fear. But when a believer walks and is controlled by the revelation of God's word, their prayer is born out of faith. I pray for you today. Any confusion that is stirring your prayer life, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I say I cancel it in the name of Jesus. In the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15, the scripture says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Desired of him, not desires of him, desired of him. These verses here captures the prayer of faith. This verse captures for us the prayer of faith. If we ask anything, anything according to his will, he hears us. He hears us if we ask anything. But he began by saying, this is the confidence that we have in him. This is the confidence. We have confidence in him. I taught you that last week or so. We have confidence. Why do we have this confidence? Because we know that he has already answered us even before we lifted our voice to pray. So we come to him with confidence, knowing that God will never say no to us. He said, this is the confidence we have. When we ask anything, is it the will of God for you to be healed? Is it the will of God for you to be delivered? Is it the will of God for you to prosper? Therefore, I declare, receive it in the name of Jesus. When we ask anything according to his will, this is the confidence we have. I want us to zoom in a little bit into the word confidence. What confidence? What is confidence? But before we do that, what confidence is to your faith is what petrol is to your car. What confidence is to your faith, or what petrol is to your faith, is what petrol is to your car, is what confidence is to your faith. The same way, as fancy as a car may be, without petrol, it cannot move. Okay, let's assume you're driving an EV car. As beautiful as your EV car may be, without you charging the battery, it will not move. I'm still coming to terms with having to charge the battery of your car. Some can't even remember to charge their phones. Some people will be stuck on the road very soon, I tell you. They struggle to charge their phones. Now you want to charge your car. As beautiful as that EV car is, without that battery being charged, it cannot function. Hallelujah. And the book of Proverbs tells us, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. I pray for you today. May you find refuge in God in the name of Jesus. Therefore, what is confidence? It is confidence is the state of mind of being certain. A state of mind of being certain. It is a firm trust or belief in God's reliability, truth, ability, and strength. A firm trust or belief in God's reliability, in God's truth, ability, and strength. That is to say, you are certain that God, that the God whom you serve has done a new thing in your life. You are certain. You are certain that this is the season that all the new things God has done in your life shall manifest. You are certain. Confidence says it is done. In the fear of God, the Bible tells us, a strong confidence. That is to say, where you don't have the fear of God, there can be no confidence. Confidence is not simply self-assurance, but rather a deep-seated conviction rooted in God's character, rooted in God's promises. Confidence in God can be seen as assurance, security, courage, hope, and trust. Assurance, this confidence is often associated with the certainty of one's relationship with God and his promises. You have assurance. You have assurance. And assurance comes with the certainty of your relationship with God. You have that assurance. Based on your relationship with God, you have assurance that nothing that God has promised you that will not happen. And it builds your confidence even in the place of prayer. Confidence is all, it also bets security. That is to say, you are feeling safe and secure in God's protection. You know that no weapon fashioned against you can prosper. You have confidence that He will give His angels charge over you. Are you understanding me? That this is to say, no matter where the weapon is being fashioned from, no matter who is fashioning the weapon, you have confidence that the everlasting arm of God is protecting you, that the everlasting arm of God is preserving you. I pray for you today. You are divinely secure in the name of Jesus. I pray for you as we enter the month of May. No evil will come near you in the name of Jesus. Confidence begets courage. Confidence manifests as boldness and fearlessness when you are facing challenges. Why? Because you know, that there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. I have confidence when I face challenges. God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able to bear, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. I prophesy you have escaped in the name of Jesus. Confidence in God. Confidence in God also bets trust. And trust is a fundamental aspect of confidence because you are placing all your faith and reliance absolutely in God. Psalm 118 verse 8 tells us it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. One of the worst things you can do to yourself is to put confidence in any man. Because every man can only lift you to the extent of their strength. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise tonight. I say, give the Lord your praise tonight. Celebrate Him tonight. The reason why some of us have no confidence is because our lifestyle and relationship with God is not intact. He says, fear of God begets strong confidence. When the fear of God is not there, confidence cannot be there. Some of you have lost your confidence in God. Why? Because of your lifestyle. So when you come to God, you are questioning yourself. Will God even hear me or not? Confidence in God. Your confidence is affected by relationship with God. Your confidence is affected by your relationship with God. It also affects your prayer life. When a believer has no confidence, he cannot pray effective prayers. When a believer has no confidence, he cannot pray in faith. And the Bible says to us in that 1 John where we read from, he said, this is the confidence that we have in Him. When you have confidence in Him, you know that your prayers are answered. When you have confidence in Him. He said, this is the confidence. This is the confidence. Put the scripture on the screen for us. Thank you. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. We have confidence in Him. He is a reliable God. We have confidence in Him. He is a trustworthy God. We have confidence in Him. He is not a man that He should lie. Neither is He a son of man that He should repent. Has He said it and has not done it? Has He spoken? Will He not make it good? We have confidence in Him that this God, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have confidence in Him that He does not change like a shifting shadow. We have confidence in Him that the God you serve has no mood swings. Every time you meet God, He is the same. Give Jesus praise. This is the confidence we have in Him. We have this confidence that God is not a man. He is not a fair. He doesn't have a mood swing. Today He's happy. Tomorrow He's not happy. No. This is the confidence we have that if we ask anything according to His will, according to His will, your prosperity is according to His will. Therefore, you have the right to prosper as a believer. Give Jesus praise this morning, this evening rather. When you have confidence, confidence. So this is the confidence we have. We don't have confidence in ourselves. We have it in Him. Hallelujah. You know, when you read the book of Jeremiah, it shows us an interesting story there. Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 13. Jeremiah 48, 13. It says, "And Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence." Pause and think. He said the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel. Understand that Bethel means house of God. They were ashamed of Bethel. They were ashamed. It also means house of bread. They were ashamed of Bethel. They were ashamed of the house of God, because the word Bethel means house of bread, house of God. They were ashamed. And yet, the Bible says the house of God that they were ashamed of is where their confidence is. Now, explain how the scripture says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for therein in the gospel is the power of God." How many believers are ashamed of God and his house? He said they are ashamed of Bethel, and yet their confidence is in Bethel. That is why, friends, when you come to the house of God, there are things you come to the house of God with, and I give them to you quickly. There are things you come to the house of God because you're not ashamed of the house of God. Number one, when you come to the house of God, you come to the house of God with your thanksgiving. "I will enter his gate with thanksgiving. I will come into his court with praises." You come to the house of God with your thanksgiving. Number two, you come to the house of God with your burden. "Come unto me, all you who have labored and are heavy laden. I will give you rest." Come with your burden. Listen, friends, when you are burdened, that is not the time to stop coming to the house of God. That is what many believers do. When they are going through battles, when they are burdened, they take a leave from God. And yet, the place you ought to come with your burden is the house of God. Number three, come with your talent. Number four, come with your treasures. And number five, come with your trouble. Come with your trouble. Bring your trouble to the house of God. Bring your trouble to the house of God. When you go through troubles, that is not the when to stay away from the house of God. That is when to come to the house of God. That is when to come to the house of God. Why? There is help in the sanctuary. There is help in the sanctuary. There is help in the sanctuary. There is no help in your living room. There is no help in your friend's room. There is no help anywhere else other than the sanctuary. Come to the house of God with your trouble. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Glory to God. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 18, the king of Assyria laid siege around Samaria for 3 years. And after 3 years, he took Samaria. And for 8 years, he surrounded Judah and began to take all the fenced cities of Judah. But he was more interested in Jerusalem. He couldn't take Jerusalem. And he did everything to appease Hezekiah so that Hezekiah will hand over Jerusalem to him. Hezekiah refused to give up Jerusalem. And finally, he wrote a letter to Hezekiah. Let's read the letter he wrote to Hezekiah. He wrote a letter to Hezekiah. 2 Kings chapter 18 from verse 17 to 19. "The king of Assyria sent his supreme commander, his chief officer, his field commander with a large army from Lachish to King Zedekiah at Jerusalem. They came up to Jerusalem and stopped at the aqueduct of the upper pool, and on the road to the washerman's field. They called for the king, Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, the palace administrator, Shebna, the secretary, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, went out to them. The field commander said to them, 'Tell Hezekiah,'" tell him, go tell Hezekiah, "'this is what the great king, the king of Assyria says, on what are you basing this confidence of yours?'" What are you basing your confidence? Go tell him. What is giving you head? What is making your head strong? As they would say in West Africa, what is giving you stubborn head? What are you based? What is giving you so much confidence? On what are you basing this confidence of yours? Some of you, they've written letters to you. It might not have been physical letter, but in the realms of the spirit, they've written letters. Some of you might even be physical. They're asking you, what is giving you confidence? There are diabolical people who have been writing letters to your destiny. But I declare tonight, under this anointing, they shall be shamefully disappointed in the name of Jesus. I said they shall be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Yeah, he said, what are you basing your confidence on? On what are you basing this confidence of yours? In verse 19, he said, what are you basing your confidence on? He was very angry with him. And in verse 19, Hezekiah, when you begin to read, in chapter 19 rather, Hezekiah took the letter and went to the house of God and presented it to God. Let's read chapter 19, 2 Kings chapter 19. I'll read from verse 14 to 19. Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple. That was where he went to. Spread it out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord. Lord God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubims, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made the heavens and the earth. You are the Uyinkosi, Amakosi. You are the first, last together. You give ear, O Lord. Hear, open your eyes, Lord, and see. Listen to the words of Sennacherib, has sent to ridicule the living God. It is true, Lord, that the Assyrians have laid waste. Yes, we admit they have more physical strength than us. We admit that. We admit that this sickness is real. We admit that the financial situation is in a dire level. We admit that the business is really going down. Things are not going the way it ought to go. We admit. We are not, you know, denying the fact. We admit that these people, they are truly, truly strong. They have laid waste these nations and their lands. They have thrown their gods into the fire, destroyed them. The nations they entered into, they took their gods and threw it into fire. But they didn't know there are gods you can't throw into fire. He is not made with the hands of man. He is not made by the will of man. He is the Almighty, Almighty himself. Give this God your highest praise tonight. Give him your highest praise tonight. They've thrown their gods into the fire. Destroy them. For they were not gods anyway. I love what Hezekiah did. God, listen. They were not gods anyway. But only wood and stone. Fashioned by human hands. Now, Lord our God. Lord our God. Deliver us from his hand. So that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are Lord and God. I declare tonight the Lord delivers you. In the name of Jesus. I said, the Lord delivers you in the name of Jesus. Hezekiah didn't go to the court. Hezekiah didn't go to friends. Hezekiah went to the temple of God. Why? He was familiar with the temple of God. He knew that when I go through battles, I bring it to God. He spread it before the Lord. He began to extol the name of the Lord. He began to celebrate God. He began to declare the goodness of God. He began to acknowledge how mighty God is. He began to acknowledge how great God is. He began to acknowledge the agidic of the Almighty, and he said, Lord God Almighty, you are God all by yourself. I pray for you today. Every threat the enemy has made over you, I command them to catch fire in the name of Jesus. I command them to catch fire in the name of Jesus. I command them to catch fire in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise. He took the letter, spread it out in the house of God. And he said, now God, reply this king. I don't know who this is for. I prophesy. There is a reply coming from your God on your behalf in the name of Jesus. There is a reply coming from God on your behalf in the name of Jesus. They have threatened you. I stand here today to declare the Lord will reply them in the name of Jesus. I say God will reply them in the name of Jesus. God will reply them in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your crazy praise tonight. I don't know the letter they have written to you, but the God whom I serve shall reply on your behalf in the name of Jesus. He said, God, reply. Reply this man. He has dared you, not me. And in verse 35, the Bible said that night. I don't know whose night tonight is for. The Bible said that night, God deployed his angels. They deleted the strength of the king of Assyria. I don't know what they have said to you, but tonight the angels of the Lord shall fight for you in the name of Jesus. I said they shall fight for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall reply on your behalf in the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord went into the camp of the Assyrians and slaughtered 185,000 of their choice soldiers. And by the next morning, when they were what they were depending on was gone. We're going to pray tonight. Whatever the enemy is depending on that is making them boastful, making them make you look small, whatever they are depending on that is making the adversary disrespect you, disrespect your God, I declare tonight the God of heaven will take it from them in the name of Jesus. I said the God of heaven will take it from them in the name of Jesus. The God of heaven will take it from them in the name of Jesus. Oh, they feel their political power. I announce over you, the God of heaven will take it from them in the name of Jesus. They feel they have human connection. The God of heaven will take it from them in the name of Jesus. They think they have enough money. The God of heaven will take it from them in the name of Jesus. That same night, God replied. I don't know whose night tonight is for, but I declare God will reply tonight in the name of Jesus. I say God will reply on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Tonight, God will reply in the name of Jesus. God replied, and by the next day, the king of Assyria returned home in shame. I prophesy the shame they prepared for you returns back to their head in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. The shame they have prepared for you, it returns back to their head in the name of Jesus. It returns back to their head in the name of Jesus. They prepared to humiliate you. I overturn it back to their head in the name of Jesus. Thunder after me. Every shame that is meant for me right now, right here, I reverse it by fire. Thunder, every shame that is meant for me right now, right here, I reverse it by fire in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise. Hey, I came here tonight standing in the authority of my calling. I declare the siege is over in the name of Jesus. I said the siege is over in the name of Jesus. In verse 37, the next day the king of Assyria went back to his shrine. Often when the enemy is boasting, they have demonic powers as their source. That is why, as a believer, you can't afford to be prayerless. You can't afford to be taking breaks from prayer. Akiri's holiday. You know, let's just rest. That one day I miss prayer, nothing will happen. Ha! You see, I'm laughing in 4D. No. I'm laughing in AI. Keep missing one day. Continue to miss one day. From one day, 2 days. From 2 days, 3 days. From 3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks. Keep missing. He returned back to Ishiran. He was going to fortify himself. But God was not done with him. The reply followed him. There are people God is not done with in your life. You didn't hear me. They have vowed you will not have peace. After tonight, the Lord will reply them in the name of Jesus. The Lord followed him because he was, I can tell you, if he had strengthened himself, he would have returned back. He returned to his shrine, went back to his satanic altar to worship his devils. God said, I'm not done with you. God stirred up his two sons. They came from behind and killed him. He died on the altar of his witchcraft. I came tonight to announce to you, the reply of the Lord on your behalf has begun in the name of Jesus. I say it has begun in the name of Jesus. After now, I decree and I declare, you shall hear of the reply of the Lord on your behalf in the name of Jesus. I said the reply of the Lord on your behalf, it has started in the name of Jesus. It has started in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. He took his trouble to the house of God. and spread it before God. Say, God, behold his threat. And God stood up and replied him. Because it was a letter. So there must of necessity be a reply. God replied him. He asked Hezekiah, on what are you basing your confidence on? And God said, well, you asked the question. Let me give you the answer. His confidence is in me. Now let's fight. If God be for you, who can be against you? When God is on your side, power is on your side. When God is on your side, victory is on your side. When God is on your side, greatness is on your side. Give the Lord your praise tonight. God replied, I don't know who you are. I came to declare, by the time tonight is over, the Lord will have replied every letter sent to your destiny in the name of Jesus. By the time you wake up tomorrow morning, the first day of May, the first month, the fifth month that stands for grace and ease, I declare it shall be easy for you in the name of Jesus. It shall be easy for you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Let's rise on our feet.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com. as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.